the rest of the story. Alexander Bain was a scientific psychologist. In an era when the study of the human mind combined philosophy and metaphysics, and almost half a century before Sigmund Freud would try to say everything was a symbol of something else, Alexander Bain was talking sense. Well, over 100 years ago, he told us that the mind and the body were inextricably interrelated, that mental disorders often had physiological bases, that mental illness was physical illness. He called upon his colleagues to persist in this study in that time when the mentally ill were swept under rugs and stashed in attics and incarcerated in warehouses for the damned. Within his community, in that pre-Freudian age, Alexander Bain was mostly loved, sometimes hated, always celebrated. And except for his considerable celebrity, he has absolutely nothing to do with the rest of the story. For there was another Alexander Bain, not nearly so well known, a man deserving of recognition among his contemporaries, yet lacking it, at least in part because of a tall shadow cast by his namesake, the renowned scientific psychologist. This other Alexander Bain was a Scottish clockmaker's apprentice turned inventor who created electric fire alarms and electric chronographs, who greatly advanced the burgeoning science of telegraphy. His contribution, in other words, was far from insignificant, and yet surprisingly little is known about him. In practically all biographical anthologies from which one might derive some information relating to Alexander Bain, the inventor, one finds instead an impressive collection of details surrounding the life and work of Alexander Bain, the psychologist, a completely different fellow. This much of the lesser Bain is known. The most important invention of his life he patented in 1843. Remember that date now, 1843. And he received £7,000 for it. But while he might then have lived rather comfortably, he was instead taken promptly to court on one matter after another, and what money was left over from his extensive, expensive litigation, he drank up. What I'm saying is, the limelight that he might have enjoyed was swallowed up by a private darkness not even his brilliance could illumine. And thus ended the creative career of the other Alexander Bain, in ironic and undeserved anonymity. You'll find his name mentioned, if at all, only briefly in any biographical dictionary. But the reason this generation, you and I, ought to care about this other Alexander Bain has to do with that 1843 patent in the field of telegraphy. For it was then that Bain devised a stylus attached to a pendulum which could skim and raise metallic letters, then send a stream of electrical pulses by wire to a synchronized receiver. Facsimile transmission, it's called. And yes, that does mean precisely what you think it means. A barely remembered inventor named Alexander Bain, who was to die utterly broke in 1877, 34 years previous, in 1843, had received £7,000 and virtually no recognition for his patent on an original creation, which I'll bet you thought was new. The fax machine. The fax machine. Now you know the rest of the story.